Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Superheroes in Heels. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today I'm diving into what I think is a pretty inspiring topic that has been something that I've researched a little bit about, but I knew instinctively. So today's topic, we're going to talk about what women in their 50s can learn from the powerhouse wisdom of women in their 60s. You know, whether you're an entrepreneur, community leader, or just simply navigating the next life stage for yourself in your business as an entrepreneur, think about how, you know, you can thrive, not just survive, in your journey ahead as an entrepreneur. So today we're going to talk about how women in your 50s can still learn a lot of wisdom from the ladies who have forged the path ahead of us in their 60s. Like, by the time we reach 50s, we're moving up ladders. We've probably built some businesses. I don't know about you, but for me, built some business up. But at the same time, what happens, we've rebranded a few times, maybe we've scaled our operations, you know, we've reached this level in business in our 50s that we think we've got it, right? But there's a very clear message from the ladies in their 60s. And the biggest message that is they're really putting out there is keep it simple. We don't need 10 different offers anymore. We don't need 5 marketing funnels. We don't need endless busy work. Okay. The most successful women these days embrace the lean business model that focus more on clarity and impact. They're challenging us. The ladies in their 60s, they're challenging the ladies in their 50s, right? They're challenging us to cut through all the noise, create a simpler life, create simpler business tactics, business strategies, you know, keeping it simple seems to be what I've noticed in my research that the ladies in their 60s are saying is we've done the work, okay? But we're not done. And there's still a lot to learn. And so the ladies in their 60s are showing us the way if we're willing to be open to see what they have to offer. One of my best women mentors, she's in her 60s, and I'm still learning so much from her. And I think what happens is that a lot of times women think that as we're getting older, we're becoming more and more irrelevant. And I want to challenge you to think something different this time. I want to challenge you to think that we are not irrelevant. We still have so much game to go. Okay? Look, there's an art to thriving decade after decade in business. You know, women in their 60s have mastered that. So why not allow us to learn from them, step into that space? They're telling us to pace ourselves. We're not done. And so we've put a lot behind us, but we're not done yet. And we don't have to exhaust ourselves trying to do it all right now. In our 50s, we're kind of like, I don't know, we think we got to push and push and push to make that difference happen. But I'm noticing that the ladies in their 60s, they're giving us some keys. And I want to share a few of those keys with you. One, protect our energy. Right. Protecting the energy that we're putting out there. We're not young, spry gals in business anymore in our 50s. But at the same time, we still have a lot of energy. But are we protecting it the way that we need to do that? And then another key that they're showing us is choosing our priorities. What are the priorities that we really need to set? We're not raising kids anymore in most cases. And our priorities have shifted over the years. So are we noticing what our priorities are, and are we choosing the right priorities? Or are we just kind of still letting them happen? Are we working smarter, not harder? All right, that's another great key, is we don't have to work as hard as we did in our 20s and 30s because we're no longer trying to prove ourselves, in essence. We're just trying to get through what's the next phase, what's the next change, what's the, you know, the next nuance in business. It's not about just business. It's about living well in the space that we are, that we've worked our way up to be able to enjoy some of our time as well. And I noticed that the ladies in their 60s are speaking about setting boundaries, boundaries that support our energy and allow us to continue to thrive for years to come. I mean, if we really think about that, how many of us have put a lot of that on the side and, you know, making it now to where we're paying attention to it because we're learning from those who have gone before us? Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. In our 50s, it's easy to fall into the trap of feeling like we still have to prove ourselves, right? Especially when we're comparing ourselves to our younger competition. But the women in our 60s are telling us we don't have to chase relevance and comparison because really it's a losing battle. There's always going to be somebody to compete against. There's always going to be somebody that is going to outshine you. Try to surpass you. It's just kind of a losing battle to keep trying to chase it. True authority comes when wisdom and experience come together, not from following all the trends, right? Trends are fads. They happen. They're short term. They don't last long. But if we can let go of our ego and focus more of, you know, comparison thinking, like I should, you know, that thing, I should this and I should that. I should have done this when I was in my 30s. I should have done this in my 40s. We got to stop shooting on ourselves. Okay. We got to stop using that comparison model that we had for many years in our 30s and 40s. Instead, we need to focus more on how our experiences that we've had throughout our business tenure, right? How those experiences have moved us forward, how that experience has made sure that we, you know, continue to grow and build that legacy. So instead of focusing on how our experiences can move us forward, we want to make sure that we're having everyday conversations with people. We want to show that our experiences have strategies behind them and they have that grit, you know, that we've had to get to where we are. It's what's gotten here, right? So we have all this wisdom, we have this experience, we have this grit and resiliency, all these amazing things that we can share with the people who are coming up ahead of us, you know, coming up faster than we ever did because of so many changes in technology and you know, social and all of those things. But the women in their 60s, they didn't have all that. So they have different kinds of wisdom that we can still use as we're continuing to build with the new technologies and things. And I noticed that the women in their 60s are helping us to refine what success looks like on our own terms. Right? For many women in their 50s, we feel that race against time. We've hit revenue goals, right? We've built legacies at some level, and we do it all. We carry a lot of the weight. And the 60s, they're inviting us to pause. They're inviting us to ask a question. What does enough look like for you? You know that success is really something deeply personal. You get to define what success means for you. Sometimes success means more money. Sometimes it means more joy. And sometimes it means more freedom to be able to do what it is that you want to do. The reality is, though, it's up to you to decide what that means for you. You get to determine and to clarify, you know, what matters most for you. What's the most important thing for you that makes you feel successful? You get to create that vision of what it truly looks like for you. You get to decide that because that's what's going to continue to fuel you when you don't have to, you know, be the up and coming gal, right? You got to really think about that. What does success look like for you? And only you can determine it. Only you can decide what success looks like for you. Nobody else, just you. And the ladies in their 60s are telling us, it's time for you to figure out what it looks like now, because what success looked like 20 years ago could be completely different than what you want it to look like now. What about, you know, the insights from the women in their 60s on the importance of planning on what's coming next? Like, I remember in my 30s and 40s, I'll be honest, like there wasn't about what's next in the sense of, you know, I've reached this level 30 plus years in business, you know, what next? In my 30s and 40s, it was like, what next is, okay, how do I get that next bill paid? How do I bring in the next clients? How do I bring in, you know, what's next? That kind of thing in business. But as we're winding down, we're not winding down in business. We're just winding down in the busyness, the I don't know what to say, like that drive that says we got to go. The workaholic mentality is shifting when you get into your 50s and into your 60s. It's about designing what that next chapter is. That's what I'm hearing from the ladies in their 60s, is design what that next chapter looks like for you. Think about your financial planning, your succession planning, right? You're cultivating passions outside of your business. Look, when I was younger, when I heard those kinds of words, like your financial planning, your succession planning, you know, what are you going to do for your future when you retire? They didn't really mean anything to me. I mean, I own that, right? I didn't get it. The main reason I didn't get it is because I was never shown how important that was. No one was saying that entrepreneurs need to plan for retirement in a way that I heard it. I mean, we didn't really have women role models sharing the importance of planning for retirement as an entrepreneur. So I know that I started saving late, but here's what I also know. It's not too late for you to get started and to catch up the best that you can. I know that Trump put out the big, beautiful bill, and that bill says that you pay taxes now and you build catch-up retirement in an IRA because in a 401k, you have to pay higher tax rates later. But with an IRA, you use the current tax rate because we all know taxes are never going to get lower. Okay, they're just not. They're going to continue to get higher and higher. So at least with what's going on right now, you can do your catch up in 2026, I think it is. You can do your catch up in an IRA, which will you pay it after taxes. It might feel a little harder now, but later you won't have to have the same tax rates coming out when you really need it for the income. And I think you'll appreciate it then. So, you know, don't not do your retirement planning for yourself. This is, if you would take one thing from me, if you haven't started, get started now, because you have to plan for your future. That future is now if you haven't gotten started. So please do your financial responsibility for yourself, because you just don't know. And like I said, if somebody had given me this advice years ago in a way that I could hear it as an entrepreneur, I know that it's tough, but even $100 a month, whatever that is, put something into it until you can put in $200 a month, until you can put in $300 a month to prepare for your retirement when you get older.
So I just really want to say is you want to invest in yourself, your after business life. That's just as important as anything else. That's what a lot of women and women in their 50s and in their 60s are saying. If you know, it's not too late, so keep going. The other thing that I want to tell you about, one of the greatest gifts from women in their 60s with their perspective and all the things that they've done is, look, they've survived recessions. Okay? They have survived industry shifts, tech upheavals, personal losses, so much. Okay. Look, they have survived so much. We want to take their advice because, you know, very few things are truly business ending. Just know, like, there's things that happen, but when you can lead with steadiness and grace and not panic like the ladies in their 60s, come on, that's what I want to lead with. That's what I want to make sure that I'm leading with is, you know, that steadiness, that grace that says, okay, this is happening. I have enough experience in my past of downturns and upturns and, you know, sidewinds and whatever that is for business, is I want to make sure that you too understand that when you're paying attention to the women in their 60s, the women in their 50s, that they've been there, done that before. Trust them. Yes, it's different now. And that skill set that they've learned, that they've earned throughout the years of doing everything, can help you move forward even in this ever-changing environment. I mean, seriously, think about how when the big C happened in 2020, right? How many people thought they were losing their jobs? How many people did lose their job, right? How many businesses were shut down? Panic happened for many, many people. Panic just happened. So the people who weren't panicking were the women in their 60s. You know what they were doing? And I know we're tired of hearing it. They were pivoting. Okay. They were readjusting. That is what is happening now. Right. They weren't worried about it as much as everybody else. They might have been worried about getting the big C, but they weren't worried about keeping their businesses going. They didn't close their doors. They didn't go into hiding. They leveraged their knowledge, their experiences, and then they calculated, right? They recalculated, what do we do next? They regrouped, right? Rebranded themselves based on what was needed. They were the ones leading the younger people into solutions. Look, I can tell you from my experience, I had been using Zoom for many years before the big C happened. Okay. But I was in B&I at the time, and I was able to support people into that space because of my experience, my knowledge, and leveraging my skill set so that when we went through online to B&I, I was able to bring the younger group with me and the older group. You know, all but I think two people got on. One of them, he just refused. The other one just chose out, right? So you just have to regroup. And there's still, we're letting like younger people, they have solutions. But as older people, we have solutions also. And I want us all to make sure that what we're doing is we're giving the skill set, the knowledge, that calculated space, that opportunity to regroup and rebrand and, you know, redistribute our knowledge and skill set based on our years of wisdom and experience and knockdowns and celebrations and all of those things. I know for myself, I have almost 30 years of business experience and I thought I'd seen it all, but nope. That was a new one for me, right? Even all the stuff that happened even after in the, you know, after 2020. I mean, look, I come from years ago, 2007, 2008 crash, right? We had the financial crash of the real estate and all of that affected a lot of people and a lot of businesses. I had that experience. I'm old enough to know the Rodney King riots, right? So when the other rioting started happening, we were able to help our clients, help our employees, help businesses through such a tough experience. It takes all that knowledge, that skill set. Yeah, you might say, yeah, you're old, Kimberly. And I'm like, okay, I'm old in comparison to what? Right? I was in my 20s, my early 20s when I started business. Right. And I have a lot of experience to help people move forward. But I want you to know the people in their 60s, they have a lot of experience that I don't have. And I'm listening to them. I'm paying attention. And I want you to pay attention to it also. So if you're in your 50s, remember, there's a whole generation of incredible women ahead of you, right? They're ready to share their wisdom. They have been sharing it. Are you listening? They're reaching out and you just might not be noticing them. My challenge to you would be to embrace them, embrace simplicity, like they're saying, embrace and protect your energy. Let go of the shoulds, right? No longer shoulding on yourself. Define what success looks like for you, because you're the only one who can define what true success really is for you. Prepare yourself for the next chapter. And always remember, choose grace over grind. There's a whole, possibility of living boldly and beautifully, no matter what age you are. So make sure that you're embracing those ladies in their 60s and above, because they really are the women who have led the way in this industry, helping to create the, keeping femininity in business, fighting for us to have that space. And I just want to truly acknowledge them and say thank you to them for helping to lead the way. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. That's me. This was the first of a three-part series, so make sure you listen to the next one for the next generation we want to talk about. But until then, keep your heels high, your standards even higher. And make sure you go to KimberlyBorgens.com and sign up to be part of our Hive Hangout. I look forward to seeing you there too. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.